Street, as we do every week at this time, with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com. We're going to go through the Talkers charts for the week of March 10th to the 14th, i.e., we will go through the stories, the top topics, if you will, and news talk radio circumstances, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers. Also go over the people who are on that list. Speaking of people, Talkers Magazine every year comes out with a list of what is called the Talkers Heavy 100. And so you have published at Talkers.com the installment of the most popular hosts on the radio, the 100 most important hosts that are on the air today. And I thought you might want to go through as many as you can and talk about some of the folks that are there if you care to. I don't know whether you do the top 20, the top 30, as many as that. Maybe what we do is go through the stories first, get that done, and then take the time we have left to go through some of these hosts. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, we can talk about the hosts in a moment, sure, but let's do the stories.
All right.
And because the hosts, you know, once we start, we'll never stop. There's 100 of them, and actually there are more than 100 because some of them are teams.
Right.
But here are the top stories this week in terms of news talk radio, such as the station that people are listening to us on right now. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball exhibition season, and we have the NBA, and we have the National Hockey League action. Lots of sports discussion on news talk stations. We have the U.S. marijuana policy at number 9. At number 8, the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 mystery. At number 7, the CIA Senate monitoring allegation and Snowden's appearance at a music festival, South by Southwest, via many configurations of internet mystery. they got him there without anybody being able to tell where he is. At number 6, overtime pay hike proposal. At number 5, winter weather tied with global warming. At number 4, Obama's approval ratings are down. And then at number 3, another Obama story, Obama versus Putin. And that's tied with Crimea-Ukraine tensions. At number 2, we're in full swing, the 2016 presidential election. And that's tied with a Republican wins the Florida House seat. And number 1, Obama again, criticism of Obamacare. So Obama's all over our stories. He's in a bunch of stories this week. On the People Survey, we have Edward Snowden, number 10, Dianne Feinstein at 9, number 8, John Boehner, number 7, Kathleen Sebelius, number 6, John Kerry, Vladimir Putin is 5. At number 4, we have Hillary Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, and Andrew Cuomo all tied at number 4. At number 3, we have Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Chris Christie tied. And David Jolly is number 2. And number 1 by a mile is Barack Obama.
Number 1 by a mile. I suppose that can be said for the number 1 person on the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100 list for this year. We're going to get to that. Who do you think is number 1? We'll find out. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine is here, and he's going to go through as many as we have time for in the time allotted, so you can find out in just a matter of moments where perhaps your favorite talk radio host is. Stand by for that here.
It turns out that cheerleaders and football players have something in common you might not have guessed. Concussions. According to a new study in the Journal of Pediatrics, cheerleading is the most dangerous activity for female athletes, accounting for 66% of their catastrophic sports injuries. Injuries that can result in permanent disability or long-term medical conditions. The research comes amid years of news reports of alleged concussion-related brain injuries among pro football players. But unlike football, cheerleading isn't even officially recognized as a sport by most high school athletic associations. A failure, Dr. Jay Greenstein, CEO of Sport and Spine Rehab, and the official team chiropractor for the Washington Redskins cheerleaders, insists needs correcting, saying we're at what he calls a critical juncture. Greenstein, who's also a member of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, says his work with the Redskins cheerleaders showed that incorporating chiropractic treatment and functional injury prevention programs is a logical answer. In fact, given all the sport stress to the body, especially the spine, other experts increasingly agree with him. Learn more at www.yes2chiropractic.org.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you remember the Desert Inn? Do you remember the Stardust Hotel? Do you remember the Sahara Hotel? You know, each one of these hotels began Las Vegas. And just about each one of them, and some of the older ones, are no longer there. You can't get a reservation at the Desert Inn because it is out of business. You can't get a reservation at the Stardust, which means they built something, but then we're gone. Now, what about you? What have you built that you are very famous for? What have you done that started a brand new trend? If there's a lot, terrific. But on the other hand, do you want to become the Desert Inn or the Stardust Hotel of your occupation? The answer is no. Someone will take you out. We'll be that someone. Always reinvent. Always change. Always build. Always take a gamble and bring success to you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Michael Harrison here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The overview of the big stories from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. We've done that. Now, the list that a lot of people wait for, they want to see who's on this list. They want to hear from Michael as to, well, it will take as much time as we can here to go through as many of the folks that are on this list as possible. I don't know that there are, and maybe a few surprises in here. Michael, when you did the work to put this together, how do you figure who's in the various positions?
Well, it's look, I don't do it myself, obviously. We have a big staff, and we get a lot of input from around the industry. So this is not me sitting around and going, oh, here are my friends. And this thing is extremely scrutinized within our industry. I do want to point out that it's an industry publication for people in the industry. So this is not really the most popular or the biggest or the best. This is the most important from an industrial perspective. And important is a subjective word. Some of the criteria are objective criteria, and some are subjective. And they include, in alphabetical order, courage, effort, impact, longevity, potential, ratings, recognition, revenue, service, talent, and uniqueness. So some people on the list are newcomers that have tremendous potential. Some are people that have been around for a very long time who are icons. Some are on the list because they represent a genre or an arena within talk radio that should be represented. Others are there just simply because they're giants. I don't think there's time to go through the 100. We can go through the top 10. Also, some of the people listening to this broadcast will not know who some of these people are because they might be local in a different market. Some of them are national. Some are liberals, some are conservatives. The only thing we don't have on this list are sports talk hosts, because they used to be on the list, but sports talk has become so big that it has its own annual list now. So let's look at number 10. We have a fellow by the name of Tom Hartman, who is a syndicated host. He's on a combination of commercial and public stations, and also is quite a pioneer when it comes to spreading his program around on alternate media besides AM and FM radio. At number 9, we have Joe Madison, who's probably the most important from a public policy and a political and a cultural level, most important African-American talk show host on radio in America today in talk radio, certainly one of the most important. And he is heard exclusively at this point on Sirius XM satellite radio. At number 8, we have another liberal, and that's Ed Schultz, who's known to almost everybody listening to this program on MSNBC. He also has a very, very extensive, big, well-listened-to syndicated radio program, which he syndicates independently. At number 7, Howard Stern. Howard Stern is the highest highest-ranked satellite radio person. He might still be number one or two or three if he were on terrestrial radio. Howard Stern is an icon. Mark Levin of Westwood One, he's nationally syndicated. He's number six. And number five, Glenn Beck, nationally syndicated by Premier Networks. And number four, Michael Savage, nationally syndicated by Westwood One. I'm going through these quickly because I think most of the listeners to this program know who these people are. And number three, this is a giant. Number three, he may not be known to all the listeners of this program, but he is a very important host. He is not a political host. He has his own genre that's kind of a little bit of self-help, a little bit of philosophy, a lot of personal finance, how to basically live your life, and that's even a little spiritualism, and that is Dave Ramsey, number three. Number two are the big two that really have been at this position now for years. Sean Hannity at number two, and number one, Rush Limbaugh. And that's the top ten.
All right, you got time. We got 3 minutes. You can go through the numbers 20 to 10 if you want to.
If you want me to, I will do that.
I think it's an interesting, it's been self-serving because I'm on the list.
Oh.
Of course.
That's right. You are on this list. It must be a mistake. Let me see here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That was last year's list. No, nah. I'm just kidding. It's coming up on my computer.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here with my trusty iPad.
Isn't it great? iPads. I find I enjoy. I don't have a laptop. Don't want a laptop. But I find the iPad to be very utilitarian. Frankly, I'm surrounded in my studio by three different computers, but they're desktop computers. And you don't see many of those actually anymore, unless you go to an office. You don't see them in people's houses much. Everybody has an iPad or a laptop. All right, so your thing is refreshing.
So what are we doing? I did the top 10, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, right.
Oh, so I have to go from 20 now
to 10.
And I just popped up to, this is great, I just popped up to number 20 through 40. All right, let me go back. Bear with me.
All right.
This is very embarrassing, but this is real
radio.
Nah,
it's okay. It's real radio.
Radio.
On the same.
You would think that I have this memorized, wouldn't you?
Well,
I didn't expect you to do this. By the way, while we're vamping here, people could see the entire 100 by going to talkers.com, and it'll be there for them. What number are you?
Actually, I've got number 20 is Jim Bohannon. Number 19 is Todd Schnitt. I'm number 18. Michael Smirkanish is number 17. George Norrie is 16. Laura Ingram is 15. John and Ken, local hosts in Los Angeles, a good, most entertaining talk radio program, I think, in Los Angeles, and maybe one of the most entertaining in the country. I like him a lot. I like the two of them a lot, I mean. Dennis Miller is number 13. Mike Gallagher is 12. Bill Handel is 11. Another local host here in Los Angeles. And as you said, Hartman is number 10.
Bill Handel at number 11 is very interesting because he's got the distinction of being the highest ranked local host on the list. And this is all part of the subjectivity of this list, is because not only do you have different, you know, generic forms of talk radio, mm-hmm. it should be represented on the list. I mean, the last thing that Talkers Magazine wants to do is send a signal to the world that all of talk radio is just conservative, political talk
radio.
Or all
political, right. Yeah.
You have somebody like Bill Handel who, he talks about politics, but he's extremely populist. He's not liberal, conservative. He's very local. You have John and Ken. They're very much like that. George Norrie at number 16.
Yeah, Norrie's
about parapsychology.
Yeah. So it's fun to have.
Even you.
There I am. We ran out of time when you started talking about me. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical news and how it impacts you. Brought to you by the folks who present Genucell. Genucell was created with stem cell technology, and that brings it into the scientific world. And Dr. Ken loves science when it comes to products like this. Right, Ken?
Gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day you're going to stare back at you with these things. Thanks to Genucell, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new Genucell stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. I've been using Genucell for 2 weeks, and my husband is amazed. He says, all the puffiness is gone. I love this product so much, I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucell too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see Genucell working in 12 hours.
Order Genucell right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream that will come free when you order using Dr. Ken's name. 800-822-6145. This is an incredible deal. 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags and puffiness around your eyes, and you're going to get a jar of Esotique, so it's going to take care of your whole face. Creams and serums and salves is really very cool stuff. 800-822-6145 for Genucell, recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145. The FDA has approved a device for preventing migraines. This seems a little sketchy to me.
Well, this is actually really good news. Yeah. The FDA, this past Tuesday, Doug, approved a nerve-stimulating headband as the first medical device to prevent migraine headaches. The device provides a new option for patients who cannot tolerate migraine medications. It's called the Cephali device. It's a battery-powered plastic band. It's worn across the forehead. It uses an adhesive electrode. The band emits a low electrical current to stimulate nerves associated with migraine pain. Users may feel a tingling sensation on the skin where the electrode is applied. It's a device that's designed to send no more than 20 minutes of use per day by the patient, and only to be used by patients 18 years and older.
All right. So here's something right up the alley from Ken. He's a cardiologist, and he's involved, obviously, in strokes, heart attacks, circulatory issues, that sort of thing. So the news today about a blood pressure level and the fact that it may increase even a little bit, turns out to be rather important, according to this study.
This is new information out of the medical journal Neurology this week. We were talking just a few weeks ago how we were going to allow for people over the age of 60 blood pressures up to 150. And normally what we tell people is we'd like your blood pressure under 140 over 90. Well, this is for people who have yet to go on any medication that high blood pressure levels above 140 over 90, we know, are long been known to be risk factors for stroke, but this new information suggests, Doug, that even slightly elevated blood pressure levels, we're talking above 120 over 80, before you go on any medication, also the raises the odds of suffering a stroke.
Give us those numbers again.
120 over 80 before you go on medication. So what you want to do is a lot of behavioral changes, lifestyle changes, lose weight, become more physically active after the doctor says it's okay, reduce salt or sodium consumption, look for some stress reduction, get that steam out of your ears, limit alcohol intake, and get adequate sleep. These are key behaviors you can do to reduce blood pressure. If you have this pre-hypertension, this is where the blood pressure is over 120 over 80, but not yet over 140 over 90.
Now, I know, and this is not necessarily a commercial, people are going to ask us when we talk about this on the weekend program. This sort of thing always brings around a focus on things like heart factors plus, which is supposed to boost your nitric oxide level. It's supposed to keep your blood pressure where it is. Can people use this to alleviate this higher blood pressure risk?
Absolutely. Heart Factors Plus is just for generally for good heart health, and it has this added benefit that it will lower your blood pressure just a little bit, and this may bring pre-hypertension down to the normal range of 120.
And you can get Heart Factors Plus by calling 800-621-6313. Dr. Ken, brought to you by, in part, Gutsy Chewy Tablets. After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, reflexy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate. Keep it healthy. And
we are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To overview some of the things that have been big on people's minds this week. This is sort of a tradition of this program to list the top topics of the week. And there are any number of ways that you can do this. The aftermath of the political conversations in Washington last week, a lot of people think the Republicans got more press because of CPAC. Maybe they did. Next week it'll be some of the Democrats do. But that's been something people have been interested in. What's going on over in the Ukraine? The vote this weekend. Russia, is it going to go in and take over? You wonder about that. And then we continue to want to talk more about health care. Wow, where would we be if it weren't for the stimulation that came from discussing Obamacare over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, in fact? Speaking of stimulation, a lot of people talking about winter weather, and it becomes, I think, to the point of being obnoxious, the focus on global warming. Come on, will you? I say to those people, get a life. And the people on both sides of the issue, by the way, not just one side of the issue. What was interesting this week, and kind of, you haven't heard from Edward Snowden for a while, and yet he was very, very visible at that Southwest, what is that thing called, the SXSW, the whole business, South, that's it, right, South by Southwest, thank you. The CIA monitoring members of the Senate, been in a lot of people's minds this week. The president's proposal to pay people more in overtime if they work in a salaried position. Yep, that's something that has people hot under the collar, as well it ought to. And then the disappearance and the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. That's really hot, as you can imagine. Early in the week, talk host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the two passengers that had used stolen passports for the flight.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Well, good morning. There are two passengers in question at this point, and their stolen passports could be related to terrorism, could be related to criminal activity like drug running. Authorities just don't know, and they are efforting now to identify the imposters through closed-circuit video being provided by the Chinese, and that's an effort that's seen as critical.
And Aaron, I mean, one has to think, is this bad luck with these people to, you know, steal on board this flight, or are they somehow responsible for what happened to this flight?
That's the big question. And until they find wreckage or the black boxes, they're not going to know. So that's why on the other side of things, as law enforcement agencies around the world try to identify these people, checking through facial recognition technology, maybe known databases against this closed-circuit camera footage, they'll try to figure out who stole the passports. That could identify associates, which could assist in developing a portrait of what took place. But you know, those are a lot of steps, and some of that's going to take time.
All right, so they know that the passports were stolen. Do they know the identity of the people on the stolen passports?
Well, they know the identity of who they're supposed to be, but they found both the Austrian and the Italian who were not on the flight and who certainly were not part of this. And so now they want to figure out, you know, who may have stolen them. They have the ticket agents that sold them the one-way tickets. So they want to have a little bit more information there. And whoever stole the passports could have info on, you know, who used them and why. So there are a lot of people still to talk to. And the FBI and other American agencies have teams ready to assist. So do as many as 8 other countries. And they're also, of course, working in the water to try and find evidence of wreckage or the black boxes.
And what does it say about the status of airport security right now?
Well, that's a good question, because Interpol is now going public saying that not enough airlines are cross-checking their passports with Interpol databases. And the chief of Interpol said, you know, why should countries wait for a tragedy? He said last year alone, passengers around the world boarded planes more than 1 billion times without having their passports screened against Interpol's databases, and he called that a gaping hole in security.
The flight plan was from Malaysia to Beijing, is it, and then to Amsterdam?
I know the Malaysia to Beijing part, but you know, beyond that, I'm not sure. And there's no real known terror group that's operating in that area beyond kind of regional players. Uyghurs, for example, upset that ethnic Chinese who have been sent to Malaysia or seeking asylum have been returned. But you know, it seems like a, you know, kind of a stretch. And if this was some kind of global act of terrorism, you'd think we may have heard a claim of responsibility by now.
Lots of interest in this Malaysian airliner, as demonstrated by yet another conversation on another talk radio host that we monitor as we put this information together. Here's Jim Villanucci talking about the huge discrepancy between what we know and what we don't know in the missing plane department.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the engines were running for 5 hours and sending data back to the ground for 5 hours. So the plane flew for an hour from Kuala Lumpur towards Beijing for 1 hour. Transponders went off, and then apparently it flew for 4 more hours. So the total range, I guess, would put it at, what, 2,200 miles. The Wall Street Journal says that it flew for 5 hours. The Malaysian transport minister says that's not true. It only flew for an hour. So, a lot of people are starting to think that it was hijacked. There's a website somebody sent me to, worthytoshare.net. I'll just read this to you. Fact number one, all Boeing 77 commercial jets are equipped with a black box recorder that can survive any explosion. All black box recorders transmit locator signals for at least 30 days after falling into the ocean. Yet this black box has not been detected at all. That's why it's baffling. Normally, they only need to hone in on the black box transmitter signal. In the absence of a signal, it means the black box itself, an object designed to survive powerful explosions, has either vanished, malfunctioned, or been obliterated by some powerful force beyond the worst fears of aircraft design engineers. Fact number three, many parts of destroyed aircraft are naturally buoyant and will float in the ocean, and they haven't seen any of that debris. If it was a missile, it would have left a radar signature. And if it was hijacked, it still would have not have vanished from radar. because even if the transponder is turned off, ground radar can still track the location of the aircraft. I'm going to just tell you right now, I don't have the first damn clue.
Well, you join a large crowd there, sir. Coming up, more on the disappearance and the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Macy's and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your teen today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is going to be awesome. It was fun.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Kind of crazy, all the interest, because the questions are being answered when it comes to the search for the Malaysian Boeing 777. Here is the latest here from in terms of trying to figure out what the reporters are eager to talk about. Brian Ross from ABC talks to radio host Ro Khan and Richard Roper about the sloppy way Malaysia has handled the investigation so far.
How is it possible that it took 4 days, essentially, into the search for the Malaysian authorities to say, oh, by the way, we think the plane turned left and went west 300 miles?
Very good question. They are operating in a chaotic way. They've been giving out incomplete and inaccurate information on a daily basis. It's truly embarrassing, I think, and they've held American investigators at bay. They finally let some in today from the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and the FAA to look at the radar. The current story is the plane took off at about 45 minutes into the flight. Somebody turned off the transponder. The transponder went off. That's a device that sends a signal that allows the plane to be tracked on radar with a code, you know, which plane it is. Mm-hmm. And then it turned left because military radar picked up the plane or a plane at that same time and flew, you know, several hundred miles over land and then disappeared again. So the mystery is, how could that be? Who would turn off the transponder? If the plane was blown up at that point, there should be wreckage and no transponder, understandably. But here, somebody turned it off and the plane kept flying for at least an hour. And they have been slow to acknowledge that. They finally did fully this morning when they spoke.
Do you think, is there a sense amongst, in your reporting here, amongst U.S. intelligence or military personnel, that the Malaysians know stuff they're not telling us?
Well, that's the implication. You know, why would they be so secretive about it? You know, of course, you know, incompetence, you know, does answer a lot of the conspiracy theories, but there's something that's just not right with the way this is being run in terms of, you know, this wouldn't happen in the U.S. They have a much better sense of this, and if there was conflicting data, they would sort of try to reconcile it, and that hasn't happened there. And, you know, it's given rise to all kinds of crazy theories, and when I say crazy, maybe they're not so crazy, but all sorts of theories about what might have happened. You know, did the pilots go rogue? Was there a hijacking? You know, the relatives have been holding on to hope that maybe the plane was taken to some mysterious island and is sitting there. Everyone's alive and well. Doesn't seem to be the case, but at the same point, there's no wreckage anywhere. So they have no idea where it is. And, you know, I can't recall a time when a passenger jet of this size with so many people just simply disappeared, even with the Air France flight, which took a long time to find all of it. They found wreckage right away.
Right.
This is
some wreckage,
strange.
Yeah. They had to find the main wreckage, you know,
they
in
had
pretty
a
deep water.
Idea.
Right. They found the doors. They found the
They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the plane had crashed.
Right.
Because
right.
They're looking at an area that's the size of the state of Indiana in two different seas.
Yeah.
And they haven't found it.
Well, and there's something else that's odd, too. The family's been calling the cell phones of the passengers, and the cell phones have been ringing.
Well, that's made everybody really spooky. But phone people told Bob Woodruff, our correspondent over in Malaysia, that, in fact, given the system there, that could happen, that a phone that was out of service underwater or broken might still ring, and not to read too much into that.
Spooky stuff. All right, let's wrap up our conversation with regard to what we know at this point anyway, conversationally from Talk Radio's perspective. Here's host Pat Walsh talking to air safety investigator Matt Robinson about the difficulty search teams are having when it comes to looking for something like this. They don't even know really where to look.
I guess the main question that most people would ask at this point, Mr. Robinson, is how could there not be a debris field? And not only that, how difficult is that task of going out there and actually trying to find that debris in the middle of the ocean?
Very difficult. You know, I've done this for years. I've done many investigations, and I've been surprised on every one. Even when others were convinced of the causal factors and what happened, there's always a surprise that turns up. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to find this. It's just going to take a while. There's a lot of real estate out there, a lot of square miles that need to be searched. It was brought out today that they were, in fact, searching in the wrong location. And as time goes by, they're going to receive more and more data, more and more evidence to further narrow down their investigation and to isolate exactly where this plane ended up.
All right, so in a the horse of a different color department, there's a story running this week at DougStefan.com about the selfie craze. How many of you have taken selfies, pictures of yourself? This, according to the study, may be driving up the demand for facial plastic surgery. One of the three American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery surgeons said they've seen a rise in requests because patients aren't satisfied with the way they look in their selfies. Amazing. There's one doctor said social platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and the iPhone app Selfie.im, which are solely image-based, are forcing patients to look at themselves, and it's sort of like they're under a microscope. So maybe the best thing here is not to take a selfie. Doug Steffen here on the air.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Oh, I want to get away.
Tom Parsons is here to help you get away. It's the Doug Steffen Weekly Travel Report. Tom Parsons is the CEO of BestFares.com. Speaking of that, we're going to talk in a minute about the response the CEO of Frontier Airlines gave to a family that had a problem in Denver. Wait till you hear this. You'll love this. It's 6 before the hour. Tom Parsons joins us on Good Day right after these words.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tech event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like Joner Oak Laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood prefinished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so here's the story. I guess maybe this comes around as part of a question that I read in a blog about this fellow's 22-year-old daughter who was stranded at the airport in Denver after she was unable to pay a fee to Frontier. She was flying with her sister, her brother, his wife, and their baby from Washington Reagan to Salt Lake City. They had a connection in Denver, Tom. In Denver, the daughter took her purse, which had her iPad, out of her backpack. When the flight started boarding, she grabbed her brother's roller suitcase to help him since he was carrying his baby. He and his family continued to board the plane. The Frontier agent stopped this 22-year-old, told her she couldn't take three bags on board. She apologized, explained that she'd taken her brother's bag, and the airline said, that doesn't make any difference. You're going to have to pay for that bag. And everybody else had gotten on the plane, so the agent wouldn't let her get on the plane to talk to the rest of her family. The agent told her she had to pay $100, and she didn't have $100, so they threw her off the plane. She kept trying to explain to the agent that she didn't have the money and that it was her brother's suitcase. The agent didn't care, didn't bother to go on the plane. Basically, through this young girl, they rebooked her after she agreed to check the bag, but it was an overnight. She had to sleep on the floor in the airport. And then when the father complained to Frontier, the guy who runs Frontier, a guy named Siegel, I think, isn't that his name?
David Siegel, yeah.
Yeah. He sent her and the family a berating email saying that the agent acted properly and they had a lot of balsam trying to sneak another bag onto the plane. Can you imagine anybody that stupid?
Yeah.
This is service? What are you? I would never set foot on another Frontier.
Actually, I would say, first let's see if that was really a letter that David Siegel wrote. All right.
Instead of one of his assistants?
Or someone just, everything on the internet is not always true, mm-hmm. And
this is a story that was in USA Today.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to see the letter. I just can't imagine a president of an airline being that crazy.
Well,
I mean, if anything, he should be kissing up and, saying we'll look into it and stuff. But,
right, instead of the passenger, this is what you get from Enterprise Rent-A-Car all the time. They are so helpful most of the places. They are wonderful in most. They aren't good in Boston, but they're great here in Los Angeles. They really are.
Yeah.
All right, we have any great deals for, I know you like to spend a few seconds talking about some of the great deals that you post at bestfares.com every week.
Yeah, I still think if you're looking for a little secret place, we don't talk a lot about cruises, but here in Texas where I live, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, they're finishing up their spring break this week. Houston finishes theirs up next week. But out of Houston, we have a Houston port and a Galveston port. And some of the cruises that we're going to be selling for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 this week are going to be dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap. Check out cruises. That's the bottom line. Cruises specials at bestfares.com.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Toast Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
I'm David Cordini, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.